In the fourth sorrow, Our Lady meets Our Lord as he's going to death on the way of the cross. St. Bernardine says that to form an idea of greatness of Mary's grief in losing her son by death, we must consider the love that this mother bore to her son. All mothers feel the sufferings of their children as their own. It's part of empathy. It's actually a profession that women actually have more so than men. I mean, men can empathize, but usually they're just like, oh, yeah, suck it up, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas women can empathize a bit more. As St. Richard of St. Lawrence writes, the most tenderly this mother loved, so much more deeply was she wounded by seeing him. And that goes back to my observation that because of her perfect virtue and her acuity, and because she loved him so much, her love was so strong, to see him in all the wounds made her suffer in a way that no one else did, because her suffering was much deeper than ours. Although something needs to be said about woundedness. Our Lady wasn't wounded in the proper sense. Wounded means there's some kind of damage that occurs interiorly, and the person is rendered weak as a result of it, and they're in pain. And it requires a healing process. With Our Lady, she's in pain, so in that sense she's wounded. She's in pain, but she isn't damaged through this. Her virtue, her perfection remains constant through it all. And so that's why, in a proper sense, she wasn't wounded. But we can talk about her being wounded in the sense of the pain that she suffered in going through this. The greater hurt was her love for him, the greater was her grief at the sight of his sufferings. And especially when she met her son, already condemned to death, and bearing his cross to the place of punishment. The Blessed Virgin revealed to St. Bridget that when the time of the Passion of our Lord was approaching, her eyes were always filled with tears as she thought of her beloved son whom she was about to lose on earth, and that the prospect of that approaching suffering caused her to be seized with fear. Notice that she's going through the Passion the same way Christ did. Christ had the agony of the garden. Her agony is in seeing her son and recognizing he's going to die. And a cold sweat covered her body. Behold, the appointed day at length came, and Jesus in tears went to take leave of his mother before going to death. So she's going through the Passion with him. In fact, she's so perfectly united with him through love, because one of the effects of love is union. She's so perfectly united with him through love, principally charity, that each wound that he suffers, she does. Each blow that he suffers, she does. It's not just kind of this, oh, woe is me, look how bad this is. It's not it. Every single wound she suffers interiorly. Our Lady was a woman of perfect compassion. In seeing her son interiorly, she suffered every wound of his body. And there are three sorrows contained in this one sorrow. The first is the sorrow of Our Lady in seeing her son scourged, crowned with thorns, shedding his blood, carrying his cross, and knowledge that her son was on his way to death. She could see that. But then there is the sorrow of Jesus. Some saints tell us that Our Lady met him in tears. For Jesus, the suffering of the body pales in comparison to the suffering of seeing his mother share in his sufferings. That we'll talk about in the next sorrow. Of what when he saw her suffering, that was a much more intense form of suffering for him than the physical things he was going through because of his love for her. The third is the sorrow of Our Lady in knowing that he suffers in seeing her suffer. You see that from time to time. You know, sometimes something really bad will happen, and you usually see it in the mother, right? Where she doesn't want to let out that she's suffering and seeing her son leave because she doesn't want to make him sad that, you know, she's going through this. That's a common thing. The virtues Our Lady demonstrates in this sorrow is perfect surrender and resignation to the will of God. It doesn't matter what she is going through. Whatever God wants, that's what he gets. Extraordinary patience. Modesty and comportment and composure that we're going to talk about in the next sorrow. Perfect modesty despite her agony. And then last, charity. That is, from compassion that arises from the unity of love, she suffered with her son. They often talk about her co-passion with her son, that she went through the passion with her son, because all the things that he went through, she went through interiorly. So we're starting to see that what she's going through is much more intense than what most of us, I think, would actually have really considered.